Good morning. On Sunday, the 4th of December 2022, our readings for today are from Romans chapter 15, verses 4 to 13, and the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. But I want us to consider this passage in Romans chapter 15, verses 4 to 13. Let me start by what it says from the beginning of this reading from verse 4. And this is Paul speaking to the Romans. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. That's it. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning. Now he's talking about the scriptures. He's talking about what's been written before, and it's to teach us. But he goes on and says that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, i.e. what was written, might have hope. Now we know that whenever Paul wrote to the Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 11, he starts off by saying, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I've heard it said like this because it's talking about a future event. To help us understand it better, Hebrews 11:1 is, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. In other words, we look ahead into the future, and especially in today's world with all the things that are changing, with the way the economy's just going doolally, or the way there's a war not that far away from us, we can be fretful, stressful, worrying. We can be uncertain as to what the future holds. But what Paul's saying here in Romans chapter 15, in verse 4, is telling us that we may still have hope because of the scriptures, because they were written for us. Because as we read the scriptures today, we can see what is to come. We can see that God has a good end for us, and we're not just going around being tossed here and there, to and fro, wondering, you know, what's going to happen. But we know for definite, and it's like, in a sense, what I said last week, is that when it was during COVID, people were saying this is going to be the end. And I said, no, it's not the end, because what we read last week was about Noah, as in the days of Noah. People would be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. And the point is, because it says that in the scripture, I knew that COVID was not the end, because those things stopped. Those things weren't happening. So I could take the knowledge of the scripture and apply it into the life today and say categorically, no. No, this is not going to be the end, because the scriptures tell us what the end's going to be like. So now we have here in Romans 15 and verse 4, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And so the point of having the Bible, of having, you know, these books, these writings that make up our Holy Bible, is to take comfort from them. To take comfort and to wait patiently for the end result. We know that the Lord Jesus is coming back because the Bible says so. We know that, yes, this is the season of Advent where we look forward to Christmas, the first coming into the world of our Lord Jesus. But we wait now for the second coming. And we know he will come back because the Bible says so. The scriptures tell us. And we can take that as a certainty and not be afraid. We can take comfort in what has been written for us and know that he's coming. And we know exactly how, because he'll come back the way that he went. He went up into the clouds, and so he will come back in the clouds. And so it's good to read the Bible and to realize what we have. Now let me continue on. Verse 5 says, now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So again, now may the God of patience and comfort. God is patient and of comfort. He's for us, he's not against us. Grant that you be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus. In other words, when Jesus came into the world and lived on the earth, he was of an attitude to everyone. He loved everyone. And in the way that he loved everyone, we should love one another. Now, we can only do this if we are in Christ and Christ is in us. Because as he is in us, we find ourselves loving one another in the same way as Christ did, because we're like-minded. And we're like-minded because we have our minds renewed. Because when we submit to Christ, he comes and he changes us from the inside out. Continues on. Verse 7. Therefore receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. And you see, it's talking all about hope. It's talking about the future. And I want to skip down to the end of this particular passage, to verse 13. Now may the God of hope, there again, this word hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to link those two verses, verse 4. And verse 13. So let me go back to verse 4. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So you've got the Bible and you read the Bible, and the Bible will bring you patience and comfort because it's the power of God in the scriptures. So then verse 13 says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. So there you go. As we believe the scriptures, God will fill us with joy and peace. So that we are not those who look ahead without hope, but indeed we're filled with hope because it's the God of hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit wherein he dwells. And so as you know God, as you know the Holy Spirit, you will be filled with joy and peace in believing. In believing what? In believing what the scriptures say. Because they've been written for us, for our learning. Remember verse 4, that we will have patience and comfort, and we will have hope. And it all links together. So as you grow in God and as you know him, not just from an intellectual point of view of reading the Bible and understanding being taught in your learning, but that you will know him and you will grow in your knowledge of him as a person intimately as you talk with him and listen to him, that he will then indeed fill you with all joy and peace in the midst of your believing. So as you believe, you feel the joy of the Lord upon you and within you. As you believe, you feel the peace of the Lord, even in the midst of what's going on around us in the world. You're at peace because you believe God, not just what's written as in knowledge, but also the person that you know in the Holy Spirit within, the Holy Spirit of Jesus. And so we know Jesus and we know the Father, because Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So we know God, who fills us with joy and peace and believing, that we abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.